It is quite a refreshing news coming at this time. And I think it sends the right message that clearly, even though there have been delays in getting there, that at least we can see light out of the tunnel, that someday Shell will be held to account. And I think it's coming at the right moment. I mean, in the next 3 weeks or so, we'll be talking about the anniversary of the execution of Ken Saro-Wiwa and the other Ogoni Mater. And one of the things he said was that the day of Shell will come where they will be held to account. And so coming at this time, it is quite a refreshing and encouraging news for us.
Well, again, this is just a decision by the court to hear the case. It's not a verdict. What would MOSOP like to see happen?
The whole concept of MOSOP and the Ogoni struggle has been that for justice. And the justice of this matter will be to hold Shell accountable for all the human rights violations, including the violations of our environment. So what we would like to see is a situation where they are held accountable and they are made to pay whatever damages that are due to the suffering of Ogoni people.
What is the position now of the people in the Ogoni land against Shell? And do you think also the new Nigerian government, have they taken any step to improve situation in the region?
We have been, unfortunately, been in a situation that our government responds only to those who employ violence in the prosecution of their claims. And the non-violent voices and tactics of the Ogoni people have largely been ignored. Recently, the United Nations Environmental Program released a report in which the government was asked to commit themselves to at least three certain things to clean up the Ogoni environment. But as I speak, nothing has been heard from the government response in the direction. And we think that it has been quite a disappointing response we have gotten so far.
Again, let's say for the purpose of fairness, Shell denies all these allegations.
It has always been a question of denial, not only denying the allegations, but denial that even anything has happened. I mean, this has been always the tactic. You don't solve a problem by just denying the existence of a problem. The Ogonis have passed through a very excruciating situation because of the limitations of Shell. We have thought that at least we have gotten to a level, or Shell should get to a level where it should be even at least to say they are sorry, to render an apology. But denial does not help to make the people feel at peace.